Hello, newbies. This is Chinese Pod, come to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm John.
And we're looking at tones again.
Yes.
And today we're looking at the fourth tone. And with what might we generally associate the fourth tone, guys? What do you think? Any ideas here?
Anger.
Yeah, because the fourth tone is falling.
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
All right, something is hitting the bottom.
I think anger, I think aggression, something collapsing. I think all of those things are...
What about anything positive?
No, nothing positive about that.
Now, of course, it can't really work that way in language. I mean, you couldn't have a tone associated with a type of meaning. I think there's more to do with us, that we are just trying to build associations to help you to remember it.
So give each tone a personality.
But it's only to help you to remember it. But in that sense, I mean, in Chinese, a given tone doesn't have a meaning that works across all of the words and where you find it. Could be confusing. Now, what about if you, Miss, were to give us a few examples?
Da.
Okay, so that's big. And this is a falling tone.
Yes.
So imagine something really big falling.
Da.
And she sounds a little angry, doesn't she, Ken?
I think it's something collapsing or just hitting the, falling from a roof or something.
What about this one? 重.
All right, so that means heavy.
That's a great little mnemonic there. The fourth tone, 重, means heavy, almost like the tone itself. It's so heavy that it falls.
重.
There you go.
And 慢.
Okay, so falling, 慢. I can imagine something slowly falling, or maybe as the tone falls itself, like... something slows down.
Okay. Right?
Slow down. Man.
So man meaning slow.
Yeah.
Right? But the way I remember that is man. It's like it's almost you're reprimanding
angry,
something.
Yeah. Why are you so slow?
Yeah, man.
Like the service in this restaurant. It's
a man.
Yeah. And it gets you so mad.
If it's so man, it makes you so mad.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, but the fourth tone, because you're associating it with this anger, you kind of feel like you're saying it faster.
Yeah.
But the tone is actually falling. So why don't we get some slowdowns in some of these same words?
Okay.
Da.
Okay, and the next one?
重. Man.
Good. Now, but once again, I would say don't get the impression that every word in every fourth tone word in Chinese is like negative or aggressive or false. It's not. These are just mnemonics to help you to associate the sounds with certain words so that you can sort of build those connections and take it from there.
But if you take those tones and put them into English,
you'll
often find something that's kind of angry or urgent.
Yeah.
Like someone being like, hey.
Yeah.
All right, that's a fourth tone.
Yeah.
Or like, dude.
Dude.
You ate my taco. Dude.
What's wrong?
Or ouch. Ouch.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be it?
Yeah, fourth tone.
That's...
I am mad.
Yeah.
Mad.
Not very convincing,
stop.
Jenny.
We should stop.
Oh, my God.
Before we get carried away.
I can see a fight breaking out here in the studio at any second.
Like if we were to all start speaking English with fourth tones?
Fourth tones? No way.
I don't think so.
No. Not gonna happen.
John, your turn.
No problem, Jenny. I'm the fourth tone master.
Dude. We'll go to Annie Lance to show you the fourth tone here.
Yes. Where the tone trail.
We have no self-respect.
See, so learning tones can be innovative.
They can be. I don't know if there's anything else to say about them. Anything else to say about the fourth tone, is there?
I want to listen... from our listeners.
Okay. Yeah.
So tell us how you learn and are we helping you?
Yeah. That's always a good idea.
You're really running out of things to say, aren't you?
Dude! Yeah! Right!
So am I.
All right. Well, we'll hope to hear from you and good luck with those tones.
Indeed. Yes. We'll be back again tomorrow. But right now.
See you next time.
再见.
ChinesePod.com.
Mandarin on your terms.